USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The U.S. set another new daily high for COVID vaccinations on Saturday as new cases are seeing a slight increase. More than 3.4 million doses of vaccine were administered on Saturday, with an average of 2.6 million shots being administered daily. The nation did record a 7-day average of just over 61,000 new COVID cases. That's up 12% from the week before. And a massive container ship blocking the Suez Canal has been partially cleared from its banks, but it's still not clear when the ship will finally be able to be moved. Crews were able to move the Ever Given's rudder and stern, but were unable to free the ship from the sandy clay of the canal. The nearly quarter-mile-long container ship has been stuck in the canal since Tuesday when strong winds pushed it into the bank. Canal authorities say that more than 300 other ships are waiting for the Ever Given to be cleared so they can traverse the canal. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. The New Year's on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean, farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
A former Trump administration official has some criticism for President Biden's approach to illegal immigration. Mike Fortier reports from the USA Radio News Florida Bureau.
Chad Wolf was acting Homeland Security Secretary under President Trump. Wolf on Fox News Friday sharing his assessment of what the Biden administration calls a challenging situation on the border.
It is a crisis that is extremely impacting the men and women of the Border Patrol and the department.
He calls the decision to roll back some Trump policies the worst the DHS and Customs and Border Patrol has faced in their 18-year history. He also says President Biden is sending the wrong message to human smugglers.
What they are seeing today, really from January 20th on, is that all of the individuals that they smuggle across that border remain here in the U.S. and are released one way or another. Very few, mostly single adults, are returned back to Mexico. And so they know that, and they're advertising that.
Wolf adds border and immigration enforcement has been turned on its head. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden will travel to Pittsburgh next week, where he's expected to unveil his infrastructure proposal in a bill that's expected to have a price tag as high as $4 trillion. Senator Roger Marshall says he's all for an infrastructure bill. But the Kansas Republican tells Fox News that there needs to be a better way to pay for it than borrowing more money.
We've already borrowed $8 trillion from our grandchildren over the past couple of years. This is pretty scary. This last $2 trillion we just borrowed, I would have loved to spend that on infrastructure. But remember, the bill they're talking about is not an infrastructure bill. The Democrats, they should call this the grab your wallet bill, or this is going to be the raise your taxes bill. You know, my grandma told me that there was three things you could count on the Democrats to do. Spend your money, raise your taxes, and increase your regulations. So I'm all for infrastructure. We got to figure out how to pay for it. And I just wish we would have prioritized infrastructure over some of these other issues. But the bill they're putting before us, a Trojan horse.
And legendary college football coach Howard Schnellenberger has died. Schnellenberger is best known for beginning the Miami Hurricanes dynasty in the 80s and leading them to their first national championship in 1983. He would later begin the football program at Florida Atlantic University and guide the Owls to the Division I ranks. He also spent time at Alabama in the 1960s working under Bear Bryant, was the offensive coordinator for the undefeated 1972 Miami Dolphins, and was the head coach for the Baltimore Colts in 1973. Schnellenberger was 87. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.